Jason, hey, Dan Fitzsimmons. Hey, I know I'm giving you a run for your money this week, so my apologies, but I did just forward you some more info from my Florida-based insurance agency office that I'm working with and have the home policy with and whatnot. He was the one that sort of wasn't able to come through with the golf cart policy because some of the changes down there and whatnot. And he was advising on the issues with my umbrella being void potentially. And whatnot, but he just sent some more information, and some of it was a little more towards what you and I talked about, like the likelihood is low that it would be void for other things, it would just be void for the golf cart, which I understand, and I'll have a policy in place for the golf cart. But it does bring up a point about other autos, as in the policy, you know, even if it doesn't cover the golf cart, but if I'm not in the golf cart and I'm in my vehicle, the vehicles could have issue from the umbrella standpoint. But, you know, I know we talked a lot about it yesterday. That was just another little wrinkle I wanted to point out. I do wonder, too, how that may change things with what you're looking at. So just give me a shout when you can. Thanks, man.